Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, for about 45 minutes of the next hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. We're going to go to him in the next segment so that all the stations can hear what he has to say. Some stations don't care this little five-minute no-man's land. I know XM has joined us on 166. Just recapping the Alice in Wonderland world we've entered, there's a lot of reasons I want to get the former head of policy at the Treasury on. I want to get his take on the Cypriot situation, the different ways they rob us here, where he sees the financial system. And then I want to get into the false reality, which is getting crazier, where they say there are no drones, but there are drones. There are no bullets, but there are bullets. There are no armored vehicles, but there are armored vehicles. And I see it backfiring on them. And is there any way out of this? I mean, is it a good thing Rand Paul filibustered to get answers? We're going to put an article out calling for Rand Paul to filibuster on the bullet subject. We've pushed. And now 14 members of Congress are demanding to know about the ammo purchases, and Big Sis has said no, so that's going to come to a head. I mean, look, if we just all start standing up together, getting past our fear, we have a future. I mean, if any common sense is left out there, groveling brings the wolves. I even read about a few times a year people get eaten by coyotes now inside major cities or on the edge of cities. Never used to happen. Because coyotes need to be scared of humans. Now, it's almost always a small woman. She gets scared. She runs. Women have been taught from movies to fall down. Because you always do that. When Jason's coming after you, you run and you fall down. And then you beg. So that's what's been reported. People run. And then it's so much fun because they were taught. They fall down. And then the coyotes come and they just roll around while the coyotes eat them. I mean, if you went, the coyotes would run in fear. The only thing that will still eat you if you charge it is a grizzly bear or a polar bear. I mean, even elephants most of the time, unless they've got babies, will back off if you act like you're the king of the hill. Because they think you got an elephant gun. All they know is those things can knock me down. But I mean, people think if I roll over and just beg to be gang raped by government, that will protect me. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go out in the middle of the field and play the sounds of dying rabbits, that's how you call in coyotes to kill them. We've done it when, you know, they're eating sheep and stuff. The point is, I got family that farms and ranches. They didn't really have sheep, or neighbors did, so you go out on a coyote hunt with them and you play audio tapes. I remember reel-to-reel when I was a kid, and they were out there playing them of the squealing, dying rabbits, and in come the coyotes, and you put spotlights on them and shoot them. But the point is that if you went on the field and played those, and then when the coyotes came over, if you got on your back and went, no, please, they would bite your genitals off first. And then if you laid there, they would eat your guts out first while you're living. That's their favorite snack. Of course, if you just stood up, they'd run in fear. But you won't do that. You will lay down to the government and beg them to rip your guts out. You will hand them their children figuratively to rip their intestines out as a sacrament of weakness. And it is because of that sacrament of weakness that you will be destroyed. Excuse me, we're going to go to break and come back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. But I'm sick of it, and I'm launching operations, as you've seen and others are, on the bullet issue, and we are forcing them to cover it and lie about it and bleed out in front of us. Now, we're not fighting coyotes, folks. These people, if I can get other people to charge, we can beat them. If we don't, it's the Vichy French model. They've already bought off local towns, counties, cities, states. The Blitzkrieg wasn't really a Blitzkrieg. It was all a lie. 95% or more of the French military stood down because they'd been bought off, and then the traitor Vichy government, it's how Hitler, 2 days after it was over, took like a week and a half, Dunkirk took a few more weeks down at the coast, went and turd Paris. How did he turd Paris? If Hitler conquered Texas and paraded through Austin, I'd be driving down there. But see, the police were saluting him and on the radio saying, do what he says, he's going to help us. That's never taught in the history books. It's in the back of the history books, but it's not in the pop culture history. It's not on History Channel. They don't want you to know that. That's the globalist plan, a soft takeover. Okay? The Lightning War was just the stage.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, many financial publications have called him one of the top 10 economists living out there. Been the editor of the Wall Street Journal, the head of policy at the Department of the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. Dr. PaulCraigRoberts.org or PaulCraigRoberts.org is his website. He's also a research fellow at the Cato Institute and the Hoover Institute. And I'm just going to stop there because his bio is too long. I wanted to get him on, obviously, about what's happening with the looting of the bank accounts, shock therapy, the insane wars, and a great article he wrote. He's a syndicated columnist dealing with it can happen here, and I would add it has happened here. And so he joins us to cover all of this information here today. Doc, good to have you on with us. What's happening? Yeah, we've lost his audio, of course. Dr. Roberts, what is happening? What is happening in the world economy right now?
Are we live, Alex?
Yes, sir. We're live.
Well, what's happening is that the handful of rich elites around the world are continuing to steal everything from everybody else. and the middle class in every country is disappearing, and the lower class is being pushed lower. And everyone pretends there's some kind of recovery and there's going to be a happy tomorrow and all that sort of thing.
Where do you expect this to go, what we see unfolding right now in Europe?
Well, I would imagine that the members of the parliament or whatever it's called in Cyprus will have all their arms twisted and will be told that very dire things will happen unless they give the okay to allowing a certain percentage of private depositors' accounts to be seized and given to the banks. If they hold out against this, they will prove to be stronger than, for example, the United States Congress, when the Secretary of Treasury told them that they would be martial law if they didn't approve this. They'll turn out to be stronger than the Greek Parliament, which also accepted the dictates from the banks. And if they do refuse to go along with it, then it's a hopeful sign. It might strengthen resolve in other countries like Italy and Spain. Now, if it goes through, of course, it tells people that their private property in banks may not be safe in any other country that has similar problems or bankers strong enough to claim their property. In the United States, of course, the Fed has an alternative measure. Instead of seizing people's bank accounts and giving them to the to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and so on, it simply prints money and gives the money to the banks.
That's right.
But you see, the individual countries that make up the European Union, and of course Cyprus is part of that, they don't. Those those countries do not have independent central banks that can print the money to give to the bankers. And the European Central Bank is prohibited by its charter from doing that, but nevertheless has done some of it, but has run up against opposition from Germany, which still remembers the Weimar Republic, the inflation, and is just sort of fundamentally opposed to printing money. And so the Germans have put some sort of a restraint on how much money the ECB, the European Central Bank, can print.
Sure.
And therefore, there's not enough printed to satisfy the bankers, and so they're resorted to stealing.
Let me ask you this question. We always see Germany as a nation being blamed for this, when the way I look at the European Central Bank and the parties that are there, it is foreign megabanks, the big six, that are using it as a system to guarantee all their derivatives debts while blaming the nation states and then blaming Germany as the group conquering the countries financially when Germany's actually having to put the money up and the German people don't want to do it. Is Germany, to a great extent, being scapegoated in all this, and who are the real culprits?
Well, I think the real culprits, of course, what you say is correct. The authorities in the United States are concerned that the so-called guarantees issued by American banks against sovereign debt would be called if there were defaults. And so the United States, of course, is lined up with the European bailout scheme, which extracts the resources out of the populations. And so that's true. Now, I don't know that Germany is being blamed, and I wasn't blaming Germany. I was just saying that the Germans are as comfortable about printing money as a lot of other countries are, and we're putting some sort of brakes on it. Basically, what is going on, in my opinion, is that the European Union, the bureaucracy that comprises the EU, is using the crisis to subvert the independence of the individual sovereign states that make up the EU. So the real villain here is the EU bureaucracy in Brussels and the European Central Bank, which is in line with them, and they're making a power play to simply take over the budgets and the authoritative economic decisions of the individual countries.
Sure, it's a takeover. So what does this, as an economist, someone who's worked the highest levels of government, what does it signify, the aggressive standing, things going into high gear, the announcements that the NSA is spying on all of us, the announcements that domestic groups are the new terror threat, the 2 billion bullets, the starting fights with everybody, North Korea now threatening? I mean, I've studied history. You've studied history. You've taught it and taught trends at major think tanks. Where do you really think it's going? Or am I wrong in saying it seems we've sped up from maybe 80 miles an hour on the road to tyranny to 120?
I think it's speeding up. Clearly, governments are worried about the response of populations who are being usurped and made to turn over their limited resources to rich bankers or to the elite. That, of course, is the second villain in the process. The point that's being established in this European crisis is that if banks or financial institutions make mistakes, then it's the responsibility of the citizens of the country to make those mistakes good for the banks.
Exactly.
So that the banks don't fail, and so the rich and the shareholders of the banks don't lose their wealth or money.
And back when you were on in 2008, the media had to admit we were backing them up, bailing them out. But since then, they've spun it where it's our fault. You know, the average American like myself paying over 60% taxes, that's not enough. I'm greedy. I'm bad. And we're in all this debt because, like the head of the IMF said, we're not working 6-7 days a week. I mean, this is wild.
It is. And so we have the two villains established, and we have also established the fact, I think, that the governments are concerned about the response of people. And in the United States, it looks like that they're acting far in advance of any signs among the population of any kind of resistance.
Sure.
So you're right. We now have no civil liberties. It's up to the president whether we have them or don't have them as individuals. Apparently, the Department of Homeland Security has shifted its attention away from so-called terrorism toward domestic extremists, which appears to be essentially those who disagree with the government. And we see the militarization of Homeland Security, of all the local and state police forces. We see constant invasions of privacy, all kinds of spying that's strictly against the Constitution. And it continues and it deepens. We also have these reports of the detainment centers or camps built around the country with congressional appropriations. So clearly they are acting to be in a position to control the population in the event that there's some sort of economic or social breakdown in the United States.
That's right. When we come back, I want to ask about ways to get out of this, ideas for the population to try to change the debate and point out what's happening. And I also want to talk about the Dallas head of the Fed and the Kansas City head of the Fed. have both recently come out and said, this is crony capitalism, this is going to destroy our future. So is that a positive sign to hear them, you know, agreeing with you, Dr. Roberts? So we'll come back after the break and talk about that. I mean, I'm trying to find some silver linings here. But folks, denying this is what's gotten us into this trouble.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Okay, Alex Jones here back live. Dr. Roberts is with us till about 45 after today, and then I'll cover a lot of the big news that's unfolding on the economy and the entire police state. 14 members of Congress are now demanding Homeland Security answer their letters and questions about the 2 billion rounds of bullets, the armored vehicles, the domestic checkpoints, The TSA is now making people that are double amputees basically crawl across the floor and take their prosthetic legs off. I mean, it's just, but then Saudi Arabians are exempt from the searches. I mean, that's mainstream news. It's just all about we're the terrorists. As we predicted they would do, they fully are flipping it now. But here was the question I was asking before the break for Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who joins us. Fed's Fisher, too big to fail banks are crony capitalists. That's Reuters. And he goes on there to break down the fact that they are practitioners of crony capitalism and they need to be broken up and that it's going to destroy our future if we don't stop them. But again, they hold us hostage and threaten to bring us into total collapse, as you pointed out, Dr. Roberts, if we don't give in to them. But then we give in and things only get worse. And then their exit strategy, I guess, is martial law, authoritarianism. But I don't think they're going to get away with it. I think they're crazy. Dr. Roberts.
Well, Alex, I don't think we count. And it's very good that two members of the Federal Reserve have spoken out. But it was the deregulation that produced crony capitalism. You know, it was the deregulation that allowed the banks to consolidate and purchase other banks and become too big to fail. And it's also the case that the Secretary of the Treasury, the financial regulatory agencies, and the Federal Reserve itself is run by former CEOs of these big banks or by their proteges. And so the banks have control of the economic policy, not us. And so they're clearly going to use that power in their benefit, not in our benefit. Now, one problem that the Federal Reserve faces in its policy of supporting the banks at all costs is that we now have three massive bubbles. We have a bond market bubble in which bond prices are so high that real interest rates are negative in a situation in which the Fed is printing more than $1 trillion new dollars every year and the government is issuing more than $1 trillion in new debt every year. Well, that makes no sense to have negative interest rates on bonds when you have massive debt monetization. So the bond market bubble is probably the biggest bubble in history. We also have a stock market bubble. All of the money that the Federal Reserve is pumping into the banks is not going out in loans. It's going into speculation on stock market futures in various derivatives based on these futures, and that's bid up the stock market. It's not based on demand for products or retail sales. Retail sales have gone nowhere for years. Not real retail sales. And so we have a huge stock market bubble that's based on Fed pouring liquidity into the banks and the banks using it to speculate in stocks.
So bottom line, the real economy is imploding and rotting away and being consolidated into the controlled economy that only a very few benefit from. And I guess maybe Fisher and others are now criticizing the system because they don't want to be blamed for it. I mean, is this out of fear that they realize?
Well, I think what it is, it could just be they have some independence of mind and some integrity. On the other hand, the Fed now has a huge problem because the third bubble is the dollar itself.
Sure. So it's the stock market, the bonds, and the dollar.
So the Fed can support bond prices by buying bonds. It can support stock prices by having the banks buy stock futures. But if the dollar gets in trouble, it can't support the dollar except by raising interest rates, which would collapse the bond and stock market. So the problem for the Fed is it keeps monetizing huge sums of debt, creating dollars at a far faster rate the supply of dollars is growing at a faster rate than the demand for dollars, and therefore the dollar exchange rate is unstable.
We got to go to break. I can tell you're getting to the key here. We're going to come back and get to that on the other side. Stay with us. Dr. Paul Greg Roberts is our guest. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Paul Greg Roberts is one of the most successful economists in modern history. I mean, he's gotten a lot of his ideas implemented, caused some of the biggest booms and true expansion of the middle class that we've seen. In fact, the only expansion of real wealth that we've seen since the 60s from my research. We've been going downhill since the 60s, except for a time during the 80s, with Dr. Roberts' policies that have been misconstrued and demonized by the media. You cut taxes, more money comes in on average. The problem is they didn't then really cut budgets, though, because the bankers don't want you to get out of that. So we're going to break that down with him and have him recap and finish up the fact that there's no way out of this. We just don't know how it's going to implode or when it's going to implode, but the establishment is certainly getting ready for it. Briefly, remember, this broadcast is listener-supported. I try to sell and promote at InfoWarsStore.com the very best products. I have a crew of right at 50 people pushing us up into Obamacare land. And we are just doing so much good work, as you know, all the incredible guests. So remember, when you buy at InfoWarsStore.com, you are shopping with the Patriots, shopping with the truth, shopping with getting the word out in the war for liberty. So it's like war bonds, whether it's anti-globalist, pro-Second Amendment T-shirts, or InfoWars.com camo hats, or ProPure water filters with the Pro One systems discounted with the promo code WATER, the lowest price anywhere. We already have the lowest price. It's below the lowest price. I mean, it's way below with the 10% off promo code. I love their traveler unit. That's my favorite for the price as well. InfoWarsStore.com. And also be sure and click on all our sponsors at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And be sure and support our AM and FM affiliate sponsors. You know, support those local sponsors. Let them know why you're supporting them. Become a sponsor of your local business, even if it's small. That's how we're getting on more stations. Plus, the ratings bring them, but it's got to have sponsorship. Let XM know that you've got an XM subscription because I'm on XM 166. Tell them you want the Sunday show picked up. You need to take action. You've been demanding the bullet story be covered. Now 14 Congress people are calling for an investigation. It'll be 30 next week. Watch. It'll be 30 next week. Maybe 30 tomorrow. Well, I guess next week will be Monday when they're back. I mean, I know how to beat these people. I studied history, but you've got to take action. When you move, it's our only hope. And lastly, support alternative media like PaulCraigRoberts.org, where his amazing column, sometimes he writes every day, sometimes once a week. It's really invaluable insight from somebody that's been on the inside. And, of course, eFoods Direct is offering free shipping on all of their incredible high-quality storable foods. That's who I chose first. I bought a bunch of places, and they were the best for the price and the quality. So I've had them as a sponsor the last 6 years. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They've got a free meal plan, 6 free meals, and a meal planning DVD, CD, free. It's free when you give them a call, 800-409-5633. Take that first step. The security of having firearms and storable foods is a bare minimum. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Or link through on the banners at InfoWars.com or 800-409-5633. And they only do this once a year. They always do it in March. I haven't been plugging it. Just so you know, they do it every March, free shipping, and they don't just raise prices and then give you free shipping. It's same prices, very low prices, then free shipping. On storable food, folks, that's a big part of the cost. They lose like half their profit doing that. That is an incredible deal, and it ends in just a few days, 800-409-5633. Okay, enough of me going back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Recap the three bubbles and then where you see this leading, how long it'll be, how they can prop it up. Can they pull more rabbits out of their hats? Sure. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay, look, all of this is also available in my latest book, which became available in English this month as an ebook. You could get it from Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. In English, it's ebook only. Unless you read German or Chinese, there's no print version. The book explains exactly what the problem is, how we got into it, and why we are unlikely to get out of it. And it's easy to read, and it's empirical based. It's not opinion. It's fact. Now, to get back to...
And, of course, the title, sir, the title is The Failure of Laissez-Faire Capitalism.
That's right. It's the failure of laissez-faire capitalism and economic dissolution of the West. And it's well underway. I mean, you know, the structure is already rotted out. The manufacturing capability of the United States is gone. It's moved offshore. And with it, as I also said would be the case, and as a 20 professors at MIT validated recently, when you lose the ability to make things, you also lose the ability to invent things. So you lose the innovation when you lose manufacturing.
Now, let's stop right there and toot your horn. Not to toot your horn so people know that this isn't a joke what they're hearing. You have been beating the drum for more than a decade that deindustrialization, that it will never come back. Now China and others have it. And now MIT, basically the DARPA heads, that's the head of this whole military-industrial complex, finally are panicking, saying, we've chopped our legs off. I mean, this is insanity, and they're now absolutely concurring with you.
That's right. And also, 2 years ago, the Nobel Prize winner in economics, Michael Spence, he also concurred with me that the United States economy is no longer capable of producing jobs that produce export products, either goods or services, that we are now locked into low-pay domestic service jobs. And so I've had this sort of vindication from very high-ranked independent economists that I don't know or have any association with. Now, to get back to your question that we were discussing before the break, there are three bubbles. I explained the bond and stock bubble. The dollar bubble is what is likely to undo the whole enterprise. What has saved the Fed so far is the fact that the Europeans are in crisis, largely one we made for them, and that keeps the euro in trouble. So as long as there's no real alternative to the dollar, except for gold and silver, which the Fed caps the price by selling naked shorts in the paper market to stop the rise in price from the demand for the physical metal, So once the dollar goes, and I don't know how quick or how slow it will be, but it will go. We already know that the BRICS, large countries in Asia and South America, and including Russia and China, India, South Africa, Brazil, they are making agreements to no longer use the dollar to settle their international trade accounts. This reduces the demand for dollar in the international markets. The Japanese and Chinese seem to be coming to the same agreement so that they will deal with their trade in their own currencies.
And that's called the move to the exits.
What it means is the demand for the dollar drops while the supply is pouring out. And so it's very hard for the price to stay where it is. And when the price of the dollar goes down, given that we are an import-dependent country, importing all kinds of things that we're dependent on, prices will go up. And yet real incomes are not going up. So when the prices go up, everyone's real income goes down, consumer demand falls further, the economy sinks deeper, the deficits get bigger. So it's a perfect storm for which there are no solutions.
So that's beyond stagflation, isn't it?
Oh, much beyond. It's what the likelihood is an inflationary depression.
Which is the ultimate nightmare.
The ultimate nightmare for which there are no policy solutions.
And, of course, wasn't it believed until the 70s that even stagflation was artificial and couldn't be done? But now, in the Alice in Wonderland, isn't a hyperinflationary depression, has that ever even happened before?
I don't think so, because you've never had this combination of events to produce it. Most depressions resulted from a collapse of the money supply or a collapse of the exchange rate of a currency. But you've never had a situation where you have no basis for employment, but you've laid the basis for an explosion of prices by creating your currency at high rates while the demand for it is falling.
Wow. And then, you've got like three different populations. That's oversimplifying. But you've got a very hardworking lower middle class and upper middle class that will work 3-4 jobs, have a high standard. You've kind of got a dilettante government and bureaucrat and pension fund, which people earned in many cases, but also these trust fund kids. And it's very popular to be mindless and be into being ignorant and to lay around all day. And then you've got the militarized groups out there. I mean, that just sounds like a nightmare to be in the middle of a population like that. What do you expect to happen when this thing starts imploding?
Well, I expect that what will happen when they can no longer print money to cover the deficit is they'll go after the remaining pensions.
That's it, yeah.
The same way that the banks go after the deposits in Cyprus. Here the government will say, well, look, your pensions have been tax-free, accumulating tax-free, and so we are now going to make up for that and take our tax share of your pensions. So they will simply seize pensions. And again, it'll be a short-term measure. It'll only work once when they use the pension to finance the deficit. What do they do the next year? Just they're going to run out of things to steal. And once that happens, there's no way they can stave off the crisis. So they don't want to talk about this, and they don't like people who do talk about it because they're trying to keep it under control as long as they can.
Would you call what's coming hyperstagflation? What would the name be for it?
I think I would call it an inflationary depression.
So an inflationary depression.
I think that's what I would call it, yes. Now, people think that that's a contradiction in terms, that you can't have both. But you can, and particularly with these types of conditions that have been put in place, which are unique. So, you know, it doesn't do any good. We've known now for 5 or 6 years, it doesn't do any good to run big deficits and print a lot of money when all the jobs are moved offshore. So the spending doesn't call people back to work when there's no place for them to work.
All right, well, let me ask you this question. Let's say we've gone out to see a Shakespearean play. There's 1,000 people in the theater. That 1,000 people represents people holding dollars worldwide, governments, institutions, you name it. How many people have gotten up and already left? Because, you know, people get up, a few leave, then all of a sudden more leave, and then suddenly, you know, right before the end, half the people leave. And once half leave, you know, the bottom falls out and degenerates very quickly. What point have we gotten to right now with people leaving the theater? Because they are starting to leave the theater.
Well, they've been leaving for 10 years. If you look at the sharp upturn in the price of gold and silver during the Bush years and the first year or two of Obama, before the Fed capped it by selling naked shorts, you can see the sharp rise up. So people are leaving. And the Fed is trying to break that up by capping the price by selling these naked shorts. I mean, who ever heard of shorting a bull market? No one shorts stock market when it's in a bull phase. No, you ride the market up, but they've been shorting a rising gold market. And so it's clearly a control mechanism.
Well, it's just you said over and over again, they are colluding in Europe, the United States, and Asia. I mean, obviously, on the interest rates.
Sure. I don't think the Asians are colluding at all. They're sitting there watching.
Well, I mean, at least in the past, but I mean,
they're watching these fools get rid of themselves.
Sure, exactly. I mean, when I say Asia, I mean Japan. My point is, what does LIBOR illustrate for us?
Well, it's just another fixation of interest rates. It was a minor one compared to the Fed. The Fed is the major fixer of interest rates, and what the banks were doing was just aiding the Fed. That's why the Fed didn't do anything about it. They knew about it. It wasn't anything they didn't know about.
Doc, let's shift gears. What do you make of our government putting Al-Qaeda, real Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria, incredible mass murder, incredible war crimes, while separately saying now we've got to attack Syria because Al-Qaeda's there? I mean, that is just a new level of Orwellianville. Where do you see that going? I mean, how do they get away with that?
I think this is the Israel lobby forcing the senators like McCain and Levin to push Israel's agenda on to Obama. I think that's what it is. Clearly, if the Assad government loses in Syria, it will be taken over by extremists because the people who are fighting are the Islamicists. They're the ones who are opposed to the secular Assad government.
They actually wear Al-Qaeda uniforms.
That's right. And so what we would be doing is simply putting Al-Qaeda in charge. Now, this suits Israel because it breaks up the country. It'll leave the country in a constant state of civil war, just like Libya is, just like Iraq is. So when a country is at odds with itself,
sure,
it can't present any sort of outward response to Israel. It's to overcome by its internal dispute.
Sure. I think we get the balkanization, and I totally agree with you. My point is, how are they saying they've got to stick their hands down my wife's pants in front of me at the airport because Bin Laden's in there while they run Al-Qaeda publicly and gave them 10,000 heat-seeking missiles? I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, what about just the fact that we're running Al-Qaeda publicly and it's not even an issue?
Wars are profitable for the military security complex, and they're profitable for domestic power. Remember, Solzhenitsyn said years and years ago that the main purpose of war is to create a domestic police state.
And he's absolutely right about that, the late Alexander Solzhenitsyn. You know, I got to tell you, the book, I haven't read it yet. I read your other books, and they're all excellent. And there's a real libertarian system, but this isn't. Because a real libertarian system, they wouldn't be too big to fail. They would have been wiped out early on. So it's the laissez-faire with the public backing up of their losses. I mean, I agree it's laissez-faire, but
Alex,
it's a...
Yeah, Alex, it was the laissez-faire, the deregulation that produced the crony capitalism. When you remove a market from social control, you let the private greed and private power run wild. And the result is they monopolize things, they concentrate things, and then they are too powerful for the politicians to sit on, and they control the politicians. And as we've already said today,
all right,
who's running the Treasury? Who's running the financial regulatory agencies?
Sure, no, you're right. You're right. But let's go to the end of the hour then. Let's go to the end of the hour. I've got to go to break. 6 minute segment. Let's debate that. I mean, not really debate it. I understand what you're saying, but my point is, if they weren't too big to fail, I agree. You can't deregulate and then back it up with government. So my point is that's the perfect storm. It's the unnatural thing, just like a inflationary depression. So explain it to me, because I know you know more about it than I do, and I concur to your, and I, you know, defer to your wisdom. But I mean, my whole point is, I am a libertarian. I like it in most areas, and I understand why there was Glass-Steagall. I agree with it. My point is that I don't think this is pure libertarianism, laissez-faire. But explain it to me when we get back.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
Thank you.
and they put in rules so that banks couldn't just buy into every level of society and consolidate and create huge monopolies, because monopolies, we learned, and the robber barons were not a good idea, and that they could have brokerage banks, you know, own regular banks, and then steal people's savings. I mean, they knew you need to build bulkheads in a ship so if one floods, the others don't flood. And I see this, and Dr. Roberts and I have debated this, but I've seen them brag, whether it's delusional or not, at Davos and Bilderberg, that, oh, we're taking over. The world collapse will bring us to power. Then we'll come out with an SDR or something above it. So I see this as orchestrated. At least they brag it's orchestrated. Maybe they're not really in control. Because one thing I've learned studying history, Hitler thought he was in control going into Russia. So did Napoleon. These guys get delusional. So I don't think they're infallible. I know they're men like us. They're women like us. But Dr. Roberts, you've got the floor for the last 5 minutes. Explain to me how this is, I mean, I haven't read the new book yet, how this is all the fault of laissez-faire, because how is it laissez-faire if government is backing it up and backstopping it? Go ahead.
Well, there's no difference between the government and the private interests. Look, what libertarians think that we have all this regulation by the government, and that the whole reason we had the financial crisis is because we got too much regulation. But of course, this is nonsense. What the last 25 years have been, not just the United States, but beginning with Thatcher in England, in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, in France. I mean, I helped the French government privatize the economy. We've had massive privatizations and massive deregulation, particular deregulation in the...
You need to go over there and check that answering machine?
I should have shut the door. People are very invasive.
I know how it is, believe me. I've been doing radio interviews and my kids run in.
So this deregulation is really everywhere, but it's massive in terms of the financial system. It's not just that they deregulated or repealed Glass-Steagall. They removed all of the restraints on speculation.
Am I wrong in saying that you were more laissez-faire 25, 30 years ago? Have your views changed?
Well, I get, you know, it's just like John Maynard Keynes says, when you learn the facts, what do? You adjust your views.
Saying Reaganomics?
Just a minute, Alex, this has nothing to do with ideology. It has to do with facts.
Sure.
Okay. And the facts are, we had a highly regulated financial system. We had no problems. We completely deregulated, and we're in massive collapse, for which there's no solution, and which is threatening the entire Western world. This is all due to deregulation. And so what is laissez-faire? It is the absence of regulation. And so what we have learned is that the absence of regulation does not produce libertarian nirvana. It produces social instability, social insecurity. And that is why throughout history, almost every market is regulated. There are very few cases, and they are short-term, of deregulated markets because they are unlivable. They always produce crisis, and that's why the regulation comes in. It doesn't come in because the government's trying to take away power. It's because people are trying to have some kind of economic stability and economic security.
Sure, sure, but
they've got none.
Sure. No, I mean, I understand that. My issue is it's government that allowed them to grow this big to begin with. I understand it's the laissez-faire that caused it, but then the backing it up allows them to enslave us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.